How are you doing, everybody? Jonathan here. And in this video, I'm going to do my best to dissect this whole Senate versus Dr. Mehmet Oz story. It broke yesterday, June 17, 2014. Dr. Mehmet Oz was taken to task as the Senate feels that he has a huge responsibility in the proliferation of supplements made by scam artists and less reputable companies based on the glowing reviews that he gives general supplement items on his television show, The Dr. Oz Show.
3 weeks ago, I quote you, FBX literally flushes fat from your system. In January, you called Forskolin, quote, lightning in a bottle. I don't get why you need to say this stuff because you know it's not true. So why, when you have this amazing megaphone and this amazing ability to communicate, why would you cheapen your show by saying things like that?
Now, whether you know it or not, 90% of the people that I'm in contact with, my friends on my Facebook page, are either fitness professionals or athletes. So when I saw the responses to the story, I was a little bit taken back, as it seems a lot of people said, well, yeah, it's about time Dr. Oz got yelled at, this guy deserves it, and what have you. And Senator McClaskill asks, you know, since you have such a large influence, why would you cheapen your show? Actually, you have to understand media in general, all right? This is gonna go a couple little levels deep. So you have to understand media in general. Dr. Mehmet Oz is the star of the Dr. Oz Show, all right? The only way that he makes money is if his show stays on television. His show is kept on television through the network. The network funds his show based on sponsors. These sponsors are people that sell stuff that you buy in the supermarket. So, the Dr. Oz Show, based on its content, draws in a lot of women, draws in the 18 to 54 crowd, all right, people that buy stuff. All right, so the topics on the show need to be engaging, and they need to get people to tune in. Dr. Oz uses these flowery recommendations for supplements, and he has these hot topics, you know, five items that are going to prevent you from getting cancer, and, you know, the newest weight loss pill, the newest diet. He talks about those, and he uses those words because that's what's going to get people to watch. And if people don't watch, he goes off the air. So believe it or not, whether or not you think he controls what he says, he doesn't control what he says on the show. The writers and the producers control what goes on the show to make sure that the sponsors are happy. The sponsors are people whose commercials you see in between the content. So if we're talking about like people that sell diapers, or if we're talking about, you know, these drug companies that, you know, sell drugs for high blood pressure, whatever commercials come in between the content of the Dr. Oz Show, they're the ones fueling the content on the show. It just so happens that Dr. Mehmet Oz, the man, is the vehicle through which the message gets sent. Dr. Mehmet Oz, the man, is a pawn in the grand scheme of things. All right, he's controlled by the producers, who are controlled by the network, who are controlled by the sponsors. And the sponsors are just trying to get the captive audience to buy. And since 70% of the U.S. population is either overweight or obese, keeping Dr. Oz on television is very lucrative for these sponsors, and then in turn to Dr. Oz. So in terms of the food chain, Dr. Oz is actually on the bottom, all right? It's just that he's the easiest person to go after. And if you look at his response to Senator McClaskill's questions, he's been prepped by the network.
I actually do personally believe in the items that I talk about in the show. I passionately study them. I would give my audience the advice I give my family all the time, and I've given my family these products.
70% of American adults are overweight or obese, and last year, consumers spent $2.4 billion on weight loss products and services.
When you feature a product on your show, it creates what has become known as the Oz effect, dramatically boosting sales and driving scam artists to pop up overnight.
I used language that was very passionate, but it ended up not being helpful, but incendiary. And it provided fodder for unscrupulous advertisers. I'm second-guessing every word I use on the show right now.
He's saying whatever he has to say to get a slap on the wrist and say, okay, I'm watching how I sell things now. But in essence, he's not selling anything. He's doing whatever he has to do to keep his show on air. All right, now lost in all of this is the fact that the Dr. Oz Show is actually pretty good for people in general, because there has to be some kind of mainstream way to get people's attention, to let them know that they cannot be overweight. They should not be overweight. They have to know what the numbers are. And the way that Dr. Oz, or the way that the show explains things, in a lot of cases, is actually beneficial because they make health understandable, all right, on a large scale, and it's very hard to do that. But just because they do some good, and just because Dr. Oz is at the bottom of the food chain, that doesn't make Dr. Mehmet Oz, the man, 100% innocent. Because at the end of the day, he still has to be able to look at himself in the mirror and say, this is the legacy I want to leave. This is the mark, or this is the influence that I want to have. And there are two sides to every story. I honestly believe that when he's getting the content from the industry, there are some things that he may say, you know what, I absolutely don't want to talk about this on the show, or I absolutely will not push this product. I think that perhaps, and this is just me projecting, because I don't believe that anybody's all bad, and I don't believe that anybody's perfect. I believe that he does give pushback, but there is a responsibility on his part to fulfill out his contract to the network. Now, when it comes to the network and its role in the Dr. Oz effect, the Dr. Oz effect, as you saw, essentially shows how whenever the Dr. Oz show mentions a supplement, it blows up. Now, if I know that my show is responsible for millions of dollars being made, I would want a piece of the action. So while Dr. Mehmet Oz, the man, may not be completely benefiting from the supplement industry, you have to understand, it's a small piece in the large scale. So the writers and the producers that are keeping the network happy in order to keep these sponsors happy have to be getting their content from somewhere. I don't think Dr. Oz writes every single episode. As a matter of fact, I'm 100% sure of it. So they're bringing information to him to give out to you guys. And where are they getting this information? GNC tends to benefit from, you know, the supplements flying off the shelves. The vitamin shop tends to benefit from supplements flying off the shelves. And while I can't say for sure that, you know, money is being exchanged, I find it hard to believe that that isn't the case. There's a commission out there somewhere because money's being made. So in this grand scheme of things, even though Dr. Oz may say that, you know, I believe in these products to a degree, I give a little bit to my family, that doesn't cover him completely. That doesn't absolve him of responsibility. And at the end of the day, if that's how he wants to live, you have to just let him live that way.
Oz conceded that oftentimes the claims he makes about some products wouldn't withstand the scrutiny of the Food and Drug Administration. But they don't have to. Supplements don't have to have their claims approved by the FDA. McCaskill's prescription? Dr. Oz needs to get passionate about what really works to lose weight.
I'm going to see all that passion, that floweriness about the beauty of a walk at sunset.
Okay.
Touché. How you feel when you get off the bike in the morning.
So now that we're talking about money being made, as you just saw, Dr. Oz can say whatever he wants about a supplement because it's not governed by the FDA. And I had to ask myself, why does the Senate care so much about what's being said on the Dr. Oz show? Well, because the government cannot benefit from the money that is being made from the supplement industry. They are not regulated by the FDA. 2.4, is it million or billion? Either one, it's a lot of money. Dollars is spent yearly in the supplement industry, and I'm sure the government wants a piece of that. I'm willing to bet that if Dr. Oz was talking about an FDA-approved item, whether or not 10 years down the line we found that it was not useful, he would have no problem with the government right now. So you have to understand, again, this is an issue of money, all right? And the government allows tons of improper practices by major food producers to go on, and they don't say a word. So I think this is more a case of money than it is about anything else. Everybody that you see on television is put there, all right? They're pawns. That's what you're looking at. So you have to look at the bigger picture, what must really be going on in order for this to be happening. All right, so you have to look at this with a critical eye. You can't just say Dr. Oz is bad, Senate is good. You can't say don't trust the government. You can't just say don't trust Dr. Oz. You can't say take it off the air because it does some good. The question is, how do you use your role as a fitness professional to help your client? first thing that you have to do is give nutrition its proper attention. I think too often we as fitness professionals are so busy trying to convince our client that our brand of exercise, whether it be CrossFit, whether it be Zumba, whether it be boot camp, whatever the case may be, is so much better than the guy down the street, that we often neglect the most important thing, which is nutrition. And the truth is, all of this is made effective based on proper nutrition. It all works. So, if you can dedicate yourself to your client and you can spend enough time with them to help them change their habits, it's going to translate into results, which will create a loyal client for you anyway. Number two, you want to make sure to never completely dismiss anything. Like I said, the Dr. Oz show is not all bad. There are some pieces of information that are very good. So you need to be aware of what your client is following. Do the research, and when your client presents you with information, you should be able to say, you know what, this is good. This I don't think will work for you. Despite what the show says, this won't work for you because so what and whatever. It varies from client to client. So you need to be abreast, you need to be kept abreast of what your client is listening to. Number three, you need to actually follow up with your client. Now, while the Dr. Oz show and shows like The Biggest Loser or whatever tend to have you on intensity, meaning the credibility seems to be higher than yours, even though in most cases I don't believe it is, even though they have you in terms of intensity, you have the advantage in terms of frequency with which you see your client. Your client sees you every day. And when you constantly put effort into your client, that builds trust. And when your client knows that you're working in their best interest, you can say, hey, this person is giving a general message to millions of people. I see you on a daily basis, or three times a week, or four times a week. Based on what we've talked about, I know it's best for you. So if you trust me as your fitness professional, you'll listen and you'll skip the raspberry ketones and you'll focus more on your eating. Next, actually pay attention to what your client is doing. Take down the numbers. Test them constantly. Hold your clients accountable. You should be communicating that to your client. Let them know that it's not going to be easy. Let them know that it's not going to be fast. And if they don't want to believe you, let them walk out of the door and let them try whatever they want to do and then check up on them. And once they prove to you, or once it's proven to them, that their diet or their supplement or their raspberry ketones don't work, take them back, right? And then let them know, listen, I'm on your side if you're willing to work with me. If you do that, and if you love your clients like I always tell you to do, I think you won't have to worry about the competition with Dr. Oz. You can just take whatever good comes from the show, use it, and whatever's bad, your client will say, you know what, I don't believe that because my trainer says so. That's it. All right, I can't talk anymore. I've talked your ear off. Thank you for watching this video. If you found it to be of any use, share it on Twitter, Google+, Facebook, wherever you can. Subscribe to this channel, as I'm always going to try to give you good content. And add me as a friend on Facebook. If you have any questions, chime in through direct message, through Twitter, chime in through personal private message, whatever the case may be. Just always remember to eat healthy, hydrate, drive safe. Stress levels don't get rest, don't stop anybody. Love your clients, they will love you back. I will see you all tomorrow or the next day.